kind of, you know, round two of OTAs here. How would you assess your guys' performance? Coach said he's a little disappointed, maybe a little sluggish after the long weekend here. How would you grade yourselves?
Yeah, I think you know, getting back after 4 days off is obviously something that you're going to have to just work your body through. But at the end of the day, I feel like it was good work. You know, kind of working on different field positions today, different situations for the first time with everybody. So I think we're still getting a feel for it.
I think you guys go along, and a lot of you guys come here to get your chance to sort of make your own way. And, you know, and all of a sudden, instead of all these under-the-radar free agents, you have Charles Woodson dropped in your lap. What's it like to all of a sudden have him as a teammate out of the blue?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, he's a legend. You know, he's a living legend and still playing at a high level. I played against him many times, you know, when I was back in Chicago. And I think he's going to be great for the locker room, just having that experience and just having that knowledge and being in so many situations, so many playoff games and Super Bowls. And, it'll be great.
Do you see this as your chance kind of to be the guy finally after kind of being in the background a little bit in Chicago? Is this your chance to kind of have a defensive role?
Whatever you want to call it. You know, I came here not to be anything specific. I just came to try to win. And whatever way we can do that, that's how I'm ready to do it.
What did Coach tell you guys about Hayden being out in the hospital? Were you guys aware of that?
Mm-mm. No? I did not hear about that.
Coach wouldn't call this a rebuilding team or a rebuilding process. How would you gauge you know, where this team is at and where it's going?
I mean, my perspective is it's kind of always been the same. In the NFL, you know, the talent margin is so slim that if you can get a group of guys together that just want to be around each other and care about it, you know, it's just a matter of getting everybody on the same page as fast as possible. And then after that, I think anybody has a shot.
Had you all been aware that Hayden was in discomfort? Anybody talked to him?
I didn't. I mean, I kind of maybe knew he was sick, but I didn't know the extent of it. Still haven't heard anything.
He mentioned to you that his stomach was hurting?
I don't know. Last week I kind of saw him around, you know, with the hood over his head, but a lot of people look like that at 7 a.m., so.
The Bears guys did a lot of cover too, and a lot of consistency in the way you approach the defense. Here, how much different is this scheme going to be with all the moving and mixing and matching? And then Charles Woodson was in there talking about how he thought it was going to be an easy defense for guys to understand, but at the same time, a lot of guys doing different things.
Right. I think that's kind of the perk of it is we kind of do simple things, I would say, but just there's a lot of different ways that we can get to it, and that's what is able to keep the offenses guessing. If we can make a lot of things look the same, then they never really know what we're going to do. That's kind of one of our advantages.
What do you think about the coordinator, Tarver, as a young guy, and last year was pretty rough. The personnel has changed, but what do you think about him so far after?
I mean, honestly, from what I know of him, he's great to play for. He knows a lot about, obviously, the scheme that he's trying to put in. He cares about it. You know, he cares about us. It's not just, you know, it's not some kind of dictator that's just trying to throw X's and O's. You know, he cares about us as players, as people. So he's been a pleasure to play for so far. I don't have any bad things to say.